Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or selling?
I'm not going to buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Brought to you by Window Nation. Right now, get 50% off all window styles from Window Nation. Plus, get 0% interest for 5 years. Don't miss out. This offer ends soon, so schedule your quote right now at windownation.com.
Buy or sell time here on this Featured Artist Friday. Dr. Dre is chosen by you, the people. Anything you want to hear from him, send a request. Plus, for text, sign up for 10-583-1057. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, Vinny's off today. He'll be back Monday. He will be at Falston Barrel House. Coming up on a Sunday morning into the afternoon, getting you ready for the Ravens and Vikings. No Ronnie Stanley at practice today, but as Jonas Schaefer tweeted out, looks like more of a maintenance day. And the Orioles have a new hitting coach, and we'll get into that as well, so stick around. But Nolan, before we get to the sports subjects, where's our weekend money?
Let's see. I mean, I'm just going to start making up numbers because nobody knows if I'm lying or not.
I don't even know what you're saying when you're telling the truth.
Bob. S&P 500 up $5 million today. No, I'm kidding. It's actually down.
My weed stock's finally coming in, baby.
S&P 500 is down 66. NASDAQ down 410. Under Armour's up 2 cents. That's up.
Just my 2 cents.
And DraftKings up 43 cents.
How about that? You know, DraftKings now partnering with ESPN.
Yeah, that whole, ESPN Bet, the Penn.
Yeah, they're gone.
Oh, my God.
I wonder where, because that was one of the few endorsements I actually had, you know, here at the Fan. And yeah, I'll start talking trash. But they disappeared. I knew something was up. Anyway, I'll stop.
I'm leaving you on an island.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm not throwing you any rope.
You give me Ginger and Marianne, and I'll stay on that island all day, baby. What's up?
All right, starting with the Ravens. Tight end usage been very interesting to watch since Isaiah Likely's return from injury. He's out there just as much as Andrews is from a snap count standpoint, but Andrews, 23 targets in that span, Likely just 9. This past week against Miami, though, the first time Likely has had more balls come his way in a game. Made the most of it with 60 yards, though Andrews did have the 2 touchdowns. Buy or sell, Bob, Likely will have more targets than Andrews again this Sunday.
I'm going to go ahead and buy that because I think Isaiah Likely has been a favorite of Lamar Jackson's. Now, we can go back 2023 when Andrews got hurt that Thursday night against Cincinnati and Likely played like an all-pro. They kind of target shared a little bit last year, but in crunch time situations, the playoff game against Buffalo, for instance, Likely was the guy getting the ball. So, yeah, I'll definitely buy. Not that it's – he'll throw to Andrews, probably Nolan, in the red zone. But between the 20s, I think Likely's going to be his guy there.
Plus, I think now that I think about it, that target split probably pretty heavily skewed by who was playing quarterback in that time. I mean, Cooper Rush would throw it to Mark Andrews even if he was on the bench. He'd probably throw it to him.
He was throwing it to yard marker, guys.
All right. MLB free agency. It's underway, although we're probably going to have to wait another 2 months or so before a major move to go down. Our friend Mike Exisa doing some theorizing about some of the big names on the market, including Dylan Cease. Now, most people's expectation is that he'll be amongst the highest paid starting pitchers in this year's market, a long-term deal that he's earned by having multiple top five Cy Young finishes in his career. However, Exisa is wondering if Cease could end up settling for a one-year high-value deal and maybe some player options tacked on, similar to what Blake Snell had to settle for a few years back, a Boris client, you know, taking it deep, pushing it up towards spring training. Not getting a deal done, but are you buying or selling that Cease, because of his year-to-year volatility, will have to settle for that short-term deal?
I'm going to sell it because he's probably the most attractive free agent starting pitcher out there, with all due respect to Ranger Suarez and some others. and sees, to your point, Nolan, he's had some monster years. I mean, he's prone to getting rocked from time to time.
It's so hard to say right now. Because like if we get to February and all these big fish are still out there, then all right, I might be agreeing with you.
Because I think he's going to go for the biggest contract possible. I don't know if he's going to settle. So I think he'll get a multi-year deal at maybe not his desired price tag. Would you want him in Baltimore, I guess, is the question.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'd like any of those big. Valdez, Suarez, him.
Framber, I don't know. He's volatile, maybe because he's a little dopey.
I think he's the best on the market, if you ask me.
Okay.
But it's just me.
Not
I don't
our
know
money. Hey, spend as much as
they
want.
Get all three of them, yeah.
Who cares? You're still spending $20 on a beer.
Right. We'll go back to the NFL here. Trade deadline has come and gone. In total, 27 players on the move this season. That's the most in any year in the last 25 years. CBS Sports has ranked all of those traded players based on impact. As you would expect, Sauce Gardner, Quinn, and Williams headline that list at number one and number two. But right after them, number three, Joe Flacco going to the Bengals. Biggest impact, top three move, apparently. A lot was made of that move at the time. Even Mike Tomlin had something to say about it. Flacco has since posted a 102 passer rating in his four starts with the Bengals. So are you buying or selling Flacco as a top three impact move of all the trades this year?
I'll soft buy it because he's turned that offense back into a dynamic thing. And the receivers are now running free and all the great stuff. Chase Brown has become a factor because now you use the pass, setting up the run. They're still losing more than they win. And it's like Joe Burrow. I mean, is Joe Burrow a product of throwing Ja'Marr Chase? I mean, they go back to LSU when they were doing and Justin Jefferson and insert stud here. But their defense is so bad, it just overshadows all the good that Joe Flacco has brought to that offense. So I'll soft buy it because he's not leading them to victory. He's getting them close, but their defense, the lack of a move to help that, and with Hendrickson being banged up, that overshadows how good Joe Flacco's been, who, by the way, still turns the bleeping ball over more than once a game, too. Let's not forget that.
And yesterday we talked about how terrible the Pelicans are in the NBA to start this season, about as disappointing as anybody. But Derek Queen, individually, finding some ways to show off early in his career.
From Baltimore, baby.
That's right. How about this line from their lone win the other night? 11 points, 7 boards, 2 assists, and 3 steals. It's been actually really cool to see the NBA audience take notice of what we witnessed him do at Maryland last year. The ability to rebound, take it the full length of the court, and finish in traffic. Really the perfect skill set for the modern NBA. The only problem, in my opinion, it's a minor gripe here, is his minutes. Just averaging 18 a night, and on a few occasions been limited to somewhere in the 7 and 12 range. Buy or sell, Bob, Queen should finish the season top 5 in minutes played among rookies.
I'm going to buy it because it's going to happen. Zion Williamson is hurt again. And by the way, Nolan, for the record, New Orleans has won 2 in a row.
Oh, excuse me.
They just beat Dallas the other night, and Derek Queen had 11.6 boards, or 7 boards, 2 assists, 3 steals in that one, as he and Cooper Flagg, high school teammates, exchanged jerseys after the games. His minutes will increase because once the more you play him, the more effective he is. So Derek Queen has been instrumental in the Siberia of basketball, New Orleans, getting themselves 2 wins in a row.
And for one last time this week.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
A gift card giveaway, $50 to Barrel House Live, Falston Barrel House. That's where
I'm choking up.
I know, I dry mouth over here. I need to go to Falston Barrel House, get me a drink. But I'll be there on Sunday morning with the Baltimore Game Day Uncensored pregame show. We want you to come out and join us. And we're going to give you a little extra gift as you come out to join us. I'm looking for caller number 6 at 410-583-1057. You'll be today's winner. Last one of the week. $50 gift card to Falston Barrel House.
When we come back, Gary Coleman's going to be joining us. Get his thoughts on the Ravens and the Orioles as he's been out at both one winning drive and down the warehouse. And we got Nolan's wish list for relief pitchers. Orioles have a new hitting coach. We'll get into all of that. NFL lunch coming up at 1 o'clock. And Bob Nightingale, USA Today, will talk baseball with him. Where are all the fancy managers? They're not getting hired. It's a bunch of people nobody's ever heard of before, unless you're a diehard Craig Stammen fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.